Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the Playing with the Boys podcast. Tonight, I am your host, Boney, a.k.a. The Prince of Cleveland, a.k.a. everybody's favorite podcaster. Joining me tonight is Mark the Nomad. Please say hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing? I think we maybe need to check Boney's ego. This shit's getting a little wild, a little out of control.
Also joining me tonight is good old Aaron, Fitbit Aaron, your friendly Terminator. Say hi, Aaron.
Hello, and I would like a steps update of 30,182 on the day.
Okay, nobody cares. And last but not least, introducing you to the person I've argued with the most for the last week on Twitter, no shocker there, Mike Rodino, whatever.
Mike Rodino, whatever. Thank you.
Mike the Nomad.
Mike the Nomad.
Couldn't come up with his own shtick, so he just called himself the Nomad.
I never called myself the Nomad.
I know, I just did.
That's my deal. I've moved 10 times in the last 3 years.
I've never moved.
That's nice.
He's the opposite Nomad. He's going to fucking die there.
Is that why you're the Nomad?
Yes.
I just thought it was some weird thing you thought sounded cool and was catchy. It kind of is.
A nomad is someone who doesn't stay in the same place for very long. They're never satisfied with their current location. And that's
where are you currently living?
I actually have, I may have to ditch the nomad because I bought a house where I live in Bradenton, Florida. So we're not going anywhere.
Mark, what will you change it to?
Mark the retiree, because every old person on the fucking planet lives here.
What did you just say, Bone Dizzle?
I was trying to say watch your mouth, but
I really do need to watch my mouth, because I think my wife overheard the podcast that we were recording, and when I stopped recording last week, she's like, you know you don't really talk that way. Who the hell are you trying to be on the internet?
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that you swear more times in one podcast than all three of the other of us, the rest of us.
Do you think I should check myself?
No, yeah. I think you should do whatever you want.
I have a bit of a dirty mouth. I'm sorry.
I mean, if you want to say fuck every other word, you can. I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying you use your potty mouth more than the rest of us.
I am generally bottled up with a bunch of asshole children throughout the day that I want to curse at, so when I get the opportunity to curse, I tend to take advantage of it.
So how old are the kids you were around all day?
17.
All right, so listen. So I'm coaching my son's T-ball team, and I'm around. They're all like 5 and 6. And, like, there's one little kid in particular, like, I would just love to give a Stone Cold Stunner to. But like, I can't. I mean, is that a normal feeling to have towards a 5-year-old?
Towards a 5-year-old, yes. A 17-year-old, no.
You don't ever want to give any of your students a Stone Cold Stunner?
Yeah, but they're 17, and many of them could beat me up.
Have you ever given any of your students a lap dance?
Only on their birthdays.
So, hey, what happens? Can you still can't bang a chick? I mean, obviously, you know.
You never could.
You can't bang an 18-year-old student, right?
No, you never could.
The day she graduates, you can, though, right?
But I will say this. I lived in Tampa during the Debbie LaFave era. Do you know about Debbie LaFave?
No.
Yeah, she was married. She was married to a guy I graduated high school with.
Poor guy. All right, so Debbie LaFave was a 8th grade English teacher in Tampa, and she had a sexual relationship with an 8th grader and was busted. And in court, they actually found her not guilty. And the reason why the judge found her not guilty was because he thought she was too pretty for jail. Like, she wouldn't survive jail because she was too attractive.
I'm too pretty for jail. I agree with that reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, for her, but I mean, I have seen you, and you are not too pretty for jail.
I mean,
you're an attractive man, but
have you seen my beard lately, though?
I have not. You haven't been sending me any snaps.
I mean, it's really nice.
Did we just lose someone on the call?
What? The bony.
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get lost during the podcast, you're done. Like, you're off the pod. Right? Isn't that how that works?
No, I'm here.
Damn.
Sorry.
Is Mike gone?
No, I'm here. I just heard a weird noise, so I thought maybe someone dropped out.
That's too bad. I mean, because seriously, if you cut off in the middle, like, you're done. And we replace you with Wojo.
I just don't know. I love Wojo.
Is this the guy who hasn't paid for the podcast?
Yeah, it is.
Why do I have to pay? Like, that's a weird...
Because we all have paid the bandwidth.
Aaron, that's how the internet works. In order to enjoy things, you most likely need to pay for it.
People should be paying us. I'm not really like Steve Kays, like Welch, and all these guys who listen to us every week should really be paying us.
Well, we can put out a little bit of an advertisement for that. How about we put out an advertisement to say, hey, if anybody wants to put up Aaron's share, because he's a cheap son of a bitch, maybe you guys could each donate $5 so we can stop bothering him about it. But if we all threw ours in, and he comes up with a weird different excuse every week, like the mafia took over his PayPal, or he doesn't know how to drive to the CVS and get a green.
I mean, if you
and George Costanza.
If you would let me come to your home and do the termite treatment that you just had some asshole from Terminex do, I would have $25.
Yeah. So let me see if I got this right, the equation in my head here. You would prefer me to pay for you to come to Florida from Ohio to do your job, and then the money I would give you for that job, you would then give back to me as payment?
No, I would give you $25 of it. Yeah.
I mean, this. The same guy that said Stone Cold Steve Austin is the coolest guy on the planet.
I would not anymore. I mean,
you just referred to a few things as Stone Cold Stunners.
So well, yeah, because still I have still, him in your heart. Like, if my kids are bad, like they get a Stone Cold Stunner. I thought everybody did that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Let's be honest.
My 7-year-old other, well, he's almost 7, but he was being mouthy, and I was just like, "Hey, son, come here." And he walked towards me, and I just gave him a stunner.
No, you didn't.
I know.
Your wife. In all honesty,
I don't really think the stunner like is a painful thing, though.
You don't give Stone Cold Stunners to 7-year-olds.
Well, I know, but I don't think it would really hurt anyway. Like, it's a really bad finisher.
Yeah, you only give Stone Cold Stunners to women.
Yeah.
Yes, all men.
All right.
Yeah.
So what are we actually going to talk about tonight?
The same thing we talk about every week.
So let's talk about Justin Bieber and Justin Bieber and how people are pissed that TMZ is holding out that Justin Bieber or put that Justin Bieber tape out of him using racial slurs. People are saying that they tried to blackmail him, but then nobody came to the defense of a defenseless 80-year-old man, the owner of the Clippers.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't have to talk about that.
Watch is this real? I don't keep up with TMZ and Justin Bieber.
Well, you didn't. So Justin Bieber, evidently when he was 15, a friend of his recorded him doing like a freestyle rap or a song, and it contained racial slurs. So now, of course, it's released because anything and everything you say that could be negative towards anyone or anything is offensive now. And it's not as big of a deal, I guess. It's not getting a lot of play in, like, the regular news, like the Donald Sterling thing did, but it's definitely all over the chick magazines, like Entertainment Weekly and Us Magazine.
So do you watch read these magazines?
Well, I thumb through them while I'm checking out at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
How often do you go to the grocery store?
Yeah.
About once every week or once every week and a half.
What is your must-have at the grocery store? What must you buy every week?
It's usually a 12-pack of beer.
What kind? Budweiser?
It all depends on what's on sale that week. Sometimes I get a 12er of PBR. Sometimes I get a 12er of Corona.
Okay, so speaking of Corona's disgusting, but The other day I was cleaning up my yard, and there was a Corona bottle in my yard, and I don't drink Corona. So I was really more offended at the fact that someone threw – like, if they would have thrown a good beer in my yard, I'd have been okay with it. But, like, Corona, that's just disgusting.
I didn't realize –
Define a good beer for me, Aaron.
Define a good beer.
He's going to tell you some bullshit IPA.
Yeah, I love IPAs. I absolutely love it. What's wrong with an IPA?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh, you're standing there acting all holier than thou with your pinky out.
Corona's disgusting. I didn't like Corona before I discovered good beer.
I think that IPA, much like anything, is just a fad, and that people are saying it. They're like, oh, yeah, I drink IPAs, bruh.
I got a fat tongue.
I disagree with that, though, because the first time I ever tried one, I really didn't like it. And I was like, this is disgusting. But then I tried one like 6 months later and was like, wow, it's pretty good. Like, I really genuinely like it. I'm sorry. I don't get off on a Budweiser.
Do you check into bars on your Untappd account and let everybody know what IPA you're drinking that night?
No, the only place I ever check into is Roosters.
You used to do Untappd.
Yeah, I think I have an account. I do it sometimes, but not every time I do it.
Yeah, I did Untappd for like a week, and then I just found out that I just kept drinking the same one beer, and there was no variety, and I'm like...
Yeah, well, that was what I was doing it for a while, too, and then when I checked it, like, and I checked into a Commodore Perry IPA, which is Great Lakes, and it was like, this is your... 84th beer over, like 84th overall and 36th this month. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore.
And I may have a drinking problem.
Right. If I'm going to drink that much, like I don't want to actually see it. Like it just made me realize that I really should drink less is all Untappd really did for me.
Did you start drinking less after you stopped using Untappd?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, for the most part. I'm not a weekday drinker anyway, so.
I'm not a drinker, period. I drink like two beers, and I'm asleep.
I rarely drink during the week. So, like, and I normally really just drink beer, so I don't ever really get, like, completely toasted anyway, because I'm the same way. I just fall asleep.
And how old are you guys?
I am 25.
27.
Mark, how old are you?
32.
Christ.
How old are you, Sony?
You guys drink two beers and fall asleep?
Not me.
Well, yeah, I do, but we Aaron and I also have children.
No, I generally drink like five before I fall asleep.
You're shit-faced.
Huh?
I've seen you shit-faced.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't sitting in my house either. Like, if I'm gonna sit on my couch and watch TV, like, I'm gonna get drunk and fall asleep.
You told me that your favorite thing in life was beer and Jarvie.
Those are two amazing things.
Beer, Jarvie, and Rooster's chicken wings. I don't know what else you need in life.
Rooster's chicken wings. That sounds like the most Ohio chicken place ever.
It is, but it's amazing.
Now, have you ever had Rooster's with Jarvie while drinking a beer?
Oh, my gosh, no.
You would have a fun attack. You would just have a fun attack where you would almost pass out from the fun.
Yeah, I've tried to get Jarvie to come to Ohio. Jarvie doesn't really leave his county very often.
Well, I mean, he does have his own castle.
Yeah, Jarvie doesn't leave Jarvie Manor very, very much.
I've seen Jarvie outside of the manor.
Jarvie does not leave Brighton Township.
You know, there's a Brighton in Ohio where he
holds court.
All Midwest cities share the same names. It's like they just shuffle the deck and someone pulls out a new name and it's like, oh, Erie. Yeah, we'll have an Erie too.
We'll have a Huron.
Yeah.
When's the Cedar Point trip? The plan with the boys Cedar Point podcast trip?
That's a good question.
I didn't realize that you guys actually talked about that. Like, I vaguely remember agreeing to it, but then I re-listened to the podcast and realized I agreed to going to Cedar Point.
Well,
now I want to go.
I think we scrapped that idea when there was a cost involved and we realized one of the four assholes that does the podcast doesn't want to pay for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't pay $25, how are you going to flip? How are you going to go for a Cedar Point trip?
Well, I was in my bank yesterday paying my loan, and they have discount tickets there, so that's good.
That's a bonus.
And well, that means you still have to pay for
probably
it.
Probably still more than $25.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a problem spending money on stuff. Just I'm sorry my PayPal account doesn't work.
You've, like, made no effort to correct it. You're just, it doesn't work, so I'm just not going to do it.
About this, all right? When I see Mike, when he owes me, like, I think he owes me, like, 3 or 4 six-packs of beer or something like that.
No, I don't owe you 1 six-pack of beer.
I think he doubled it to 2. So when I see him, I will – once he buys me my beer, I will give him $25, and he can PayPal you it for me.
Okay.
Well,
I will make we'll a see point. It by September.
Yeah, I'll see Mike before September.
By the next time we have to upgrade the bandwidth, we'll be sitting with no podcast.
We'll just have to pay again, and then Aaron will owe us $50.
Yeah, we could start taking donations. We could see if people $5 in.
Yeah, Jarvie would
donate to us.
Jarvie would pay all of it, probably.
Do you think Jarvie could be our sponsor?
I think you should do a Kickstarter for your $25, Aaron.
That's a good idea.
But you have to set up, like, tiers of rewards for a Kickstarter. So, like, what would you promise people?
I would have to get Jarvie involved because I'd promise anybody who donated like $20, like a 10-minute FaceTime session with Jarvie or something. Like, yeah. Do you know how much money we would make? Like, we would be thousandaires by the end of the day.
Yeah, true. If you pay $1,000, you get to let Jarvie drag his scrotum across your face.
That's a unique proposition.
Yeah, but that would take care of the podcast for like 5 years.
And Mark, yet again, for the third consecutive podcast, talking about scrotums.
I have to find a way to get it in, okay? It's like my little boner thing on Twitter.
How's your scrotum doing?
Fantastic.
Good, man. Is it fully healed?
Fully healed.
Does it have any different, like, is it purple anymore, or are we just back to American white male?
Yeah, it's just that fleshy pinkness. It's doing its thing.
I think we're sort of a sports podcast. So do people care about the NBA finals or no?
Goon does.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
No,
I don't care. I haven't watched. I mean, I'm not saying it because I'm like, oh, whatever. But I can't watch the NBA. I don't have cable. They don't play any of the games on like local television anymore.
They do. They're on Channel 5.
It's on ABC now, but every game leading up to it has not been on like local cable.
So do you like you get MLB TV to watch the Tigers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, this year I haven't paid for that. I get cable when football season comes.
Okay.
But we have Bright House here, so they don't ever charge like cancellation fees, so I can get cable for like four. To me, I only get cable during football season. Because that's the only live TV that I think is worth watching.
Wait a minute. So you go 8 months out of the year with no cable?
No cable. I have a Roku, so I just stream Netflix, and I have HBO Go, and I have like an Amazon streaming video account, and MLB TV. Everything that I watch, I just stream to my TV.
You can do that with NFL Sunday Ticket, too, aren't you?
Yeah, technically you can. I don't want to get all technical, but if you have a... If you have an iPad, you can send it to an Apple TV, and you can just watch it on your TV.
Yeah, well, that's not really getting technical, because a lot of people probably do it, and it's easy to do.
I don't want to talk about things that are kind of over your guys' heads.
My bad. Oh.
I don't want to talk about stuff that's going to confuse you.
Let me get down on the ground for a second.
Yeah. I don't want to get all Tiger cult on you guys, but this stuff's a little high tech. All right.
The worst thing, Twitter had a new low tonight of when people were live tweeting the MLB draft.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really bad. Like Vinny drafted Don Zimmer's like great nephew or something.
I love Andrew Welch, but him tweeting in all caps about every single MLB draft pick.
Well, see, I think that live tweeting any draft, though, is along the same lines. I mean, we get really hyped up for the NFL draft, and we wait all offseason for it. But at the end of the day, you don't know if these guys are going to produce. It's just like, yeah, my team did something, and you don't really know. I mean, I don't know if the tight end that Detroit drafted is going to be worth anything. And I'm sorry to say this, Cleveland Bros, but Johnny Football has not done anything.
But we also know who those people are. 97% of the guys drafted in the MLB draft, you and I have never heard. Actually, I'd say 100% I've never heard of.
We probably never will again either, because they're going to be mired in the AA, AAA ball, and only like 3% of them make the major leagues. It's just a big waste of time.
How many rounds are there in the MLB draft?
I don't know. Ask the scout. There's
a lot.
My cousin who pitched for Ohio State is hoping to get drafted.
But man, look at Mike name dropping.
Not name dropping, just stating a fact.
What position did he play?
He's a pitcher.
You just said pitched for Ohio State.
Oh, I thought he said played for Ohio State. I'm half listening.
It's all right.
Yeah, so let's talk about the ass whipping that the anonymous Cleveland Twitter people laid on me today. As I was.
I got a question. So I wasn't really on Twitter during my work day, as I was just taking like 30,000 steps instead. So like I got this tweet that said something about my Fitbit wrath will be laid up on you. Like, I didn't know what you're talking about. So I started scrolling your timeline, and you said that I was the most supportive of you.
Yeah, because you direct messaged me after last podcast when I jokingly said Mike was my best friend on the podcast. You direct messaged me and said, "No, tell the truth. I'm your biggest supporter on the podcast." No.
I'll read exactly what was said, since you want to bring out our personal conversation. You said that those two are that whatever that I wanted to edit you out, and I said no, I didn't. I said that you needed to be able to say whatever you wanted, no matter how poor of a choice of words you may have used.
Oh, okay.
Just like I think Mark, although his language is, you know, not savory and not suitable for anyone under the age of 23, that I think he should swear as much as his little heart pleases.
Well, anyway, Mike was trolling me earlier because I was trolling Cleveland Twitter as usual. And so I said,
"You're done with that." Didn't you declare you were done with that?
Yeah, well, that's a day.
Yeah, so
guest, you're done.
I said it last week too. And I've said it before also. But Mike said, "Well, there was two guys that came on in my mentions that were telling me that that Boney should shrivel up and die, and then another guy said something rude, and then blocked me before I had a chance to say anything to him. So then I tweeted something along the lines of, you know, I'm done or whatever, and then Mike came in with his cape and said, you know, who's being mean to you because the Playing with the Boys podcast has your back? And then I said, the only one of you guys that has my back is Aaron, and he'll just Fitbit you to death as he walks around outside.
Yeah, I will. I will take a lot. I mean, I'll walk you. I don't know if I can do much else.
He'll step all over you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will take a – I've been walking around this entire podcast just to add to my step total of the day.
It's ridiculous.
I've garnered about 1,000 steps thus far. My Fitbit just notified me that I'm an overachiever because I'm 6,000 steps over my daily goal of 25,000 steps.
It may think you're cheating.
Nope.
Is your Fitbit on your dog? Because I swear to God, I hear a dog walking around in the background.
It's not in my house.
I don't have a dog.
What's that clicking in the background then?
I can hear a dog.
That's a DeMarc.
Oh.
It's Aaron's dog is cheating for him. We know the answer now.
As I watched my kids play outside one day, I was like, I wonder if I just strap this thing to them, if like I would get like, everybody would be like, wow, how do you have 97 million steps a day? And I'd be like, I just run.
To ask, not to interject here, but with the Fitbit, are you actually seeing, either of you seeing any results? Does it actually help you in this process? Or is it just like, I'm walking a lot?
What it actually does, like, for me, is it motivates me to be less lazy. Because, like, out for a long time, like, I've been running for, like, 2 years. But, like, I mean, I don't know how much I do the rest of the day. So, like, for more than anything, you just realize, like, instead of being a lazy ass, like, go take a walk or something. Just do something to not be a fatty.
Made me realize how sedentary my job is.
Mine's terrible, yeah.
I only get, like, 2,000 steps at my job, and my goal is 10,000, 25,000 is ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, I have to, like, bust my ass after work just to get the 10,000 for the day.
That's harsh.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you wanted to lose it for or use it just for, like, weight loss, it would be great.
I mean, like, if I have a day off or, like, a weekend, I can get 20,000, but any day during the week, it'd be pretty much impossible.
Oh. Scout is waiting in more on the draft. The
Red Sox
are having a big night.
Who are?
The Red Sox, according to Scout. We need to get him on the podcast. We need to get him on here.
So we
can just break things down, give everything a grade.
Actually, Mike was arguing with a certified scout yesterday on Twitter, and I invited him to our podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you arguing about?
He said he was saying the Tigers were going to beat the Indians by like 100 games or something.
Oh, geez.
And then he was like, don't question my baseball knowledge. I'm a certified scout.
Like, yeah, well, I'm friends with a not certified scout, so there.
Honestly, though, like, I was just reading through his Twitter, and like, the below average scout that we all follow is, I mean, he's okay. He at least seemingly, like, pretends he knows what he's talking about. Like, this dude wasn't talking about, like, war or, like, I don't know, whatever scouts talk about. Like, plus, minus grades, weird things. Like, so he's not really a scout.
No.
Because real scouts just talk about war and say, Michael Brantley's not very good because his war is only 0.82.
He's an average baseball player.
Yeah, because I think in baseball anymore, like, the fact that you bat over 300 and, like, have, you know, 20-plus home runs and 100-plus RBIs isn't that impressive if your war is not that good. So, like, I mean, you take your 30 home runs. I'll take my guy who has a high war.
I don't even know what that means or
care what that means. Yeah, I love when – it's not sustainable because his FIP and his war and his BABIT is on par. And continue throughout the season.
I just know when guys hit the ball and get on base and stuff.
Yeah. I know. I just like to watch baseball. I'm like, oh, that guy's good.
I like
that guy.
Stolen. I like bunting, even though everyone hates it. If it's a baseball play, I enjoy seeing it.
And I like singing Hang On Sloopy.
God damn it.
We're not going there tonight. We're going to stay as far away from Detroit and Cleveland as possible.
I also like to sing that dumbass Neil Diamond song, and then everybody screams Boston Strong at the end of it.
So you know what? Luckily, I moved away from Boston in time for them to not do the last part, the Boston Strong part. But I did attend a few Red Sox games while I lived there, and I can say that there's the funniest thing about going to a Red Sox game is that there's this whole pink hat nation where, like, of all these, you know, bandwagon fans and you know, female fans with pink Red Sox fans.
Saw them all this week at Indians games.
Yeah, and when Sweet Caroline comes on, it's so funny because there's all these old, gruff Boston fans who sit in the stands, and whenever it comes on, they just cross their arms, and their faces get so sour while everyone around them is singing it. And it's like the stadium is cut in half of people like, stop singing.
They all have their fresh Pedroia jersey on that they've just bought. They got their Red Sox flag draped behind them.
Yes.
And stand them.
There's this great, great sports talk show in Boston, the Toucher and Rich show. And they have this bit that they do maybe once or twice a week, week called Ask a Pink Hat. And they send out one of their people to stand outside the stadium and ask people walking out, anyone who's wearing a pink hat, real questions about the game that they just watched, and no one can ever answer it.
Skinny little hipster dude with, like, the low-profile Boston hat that looks like it just went through shit.
Yeah.
Question.
I do miss that city, though. It's a great
place
to visit.
What is the worst fan base in all of sports?
Washington.
Personal biases aside.
All right. Yes, okay. So you have to take your personal bias of Washington.
Yeah, so try to not do the obvious. Like, I'm not going to say Michigan or Detroit, even though their fans are terrible.
You're going to have to go with – I mean, their fans are really – I don't know. I think it's either Chicago or Boston.
I mean, in all, like, one particular fan base.
Nuts.
Are we talking about one specific sport or one, like,
sport? Yeah, one sport, like the Miami Heat.
For me, it's two different fan bases. I feel like Chicago Cubs fans are the worst in sports, but it's because there's so many of them because they're on WGN, so their games are played everywhere. So there's just so many of them. But going to games at Wrigley is an amazing experience, you know. But Cubs fans tend to be very low knowledge of the game itself. So it's difficult to talk to them. But in terms of, like, in my opinion, the worst fan base, Dallas Cowboys, hands down.
Oh, God. That's a good one. That's a good call. God, it's so hard to put personal biases because...
You gotta shelve it.
I mean, I know the one I want to say.
The Tigers?
No, it's not the Tigers.
Buckeyes?
I want to say Buckeyes, but I won't.
Let's go pro sports then. Because I think most college fan bases are probably pretty terrible.
All right, someone else talk while Mike's thinking. We're having dead air.
Listen, I'll say mine, and it's really random because they only have a couple thousand fans, but the Jaguars fans are just insane.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's
dude,
a good one.
I never realized it. Like, one day, I don't even know. Like, I think I had one Jaguar fan follower at the time, and I tweeted, man, what did I say? Like, I said the Jaguars are like the Raptors of the NFL. Like, they're just a team that's forgotten about. Like, they can be good and people just don't really care because they're the Jaguars. And, like, I got, like, absolutely bombarded with pictures of, like, GIFs of Cecil Shorts, like, catching that pass over Joe Hayden this year when they beat the Browns. And, like, I'm talking, like, 300 responses. And, like, they are so delusional about, like, where their team is headed and where they are going that it's just absolutely absurd. They're Detroit Tiger fan level delusional.
Oh, actually back up our delusion with actual success.
Right. Sometimes the Tigers are actually good. Like
for like the last five to 8 years. No big deal.
Yeah.
I can tell you, not to interject here, but I have a friend who I went to college with who is a diehard Indianapolis Colts fan. And when the Colts, you know, would play the Jags, he was, you know, always like, oh, yeah, one of these times I'm going to go up to Jacksonville and I'm going to go see a game. And he and his brother and, you know, their two, fiancés, I think they were fiancés at the time, they all go up to Jacksonville to see the Jaguars play the Colts. And they barely made it into the stadium without, you know, being attacked by a good five or six different subsets of Jags fans. They're really are crazy.
Really?
Yeah, when you say Jags, I slap my head. I'm like, you're right. The Jags fans are insane. It's the only thing they have up there. There's no baseball team. There's no, you know, any other pro sports team. Duval County, that's all they have.
I didn't even know what Duval, like, it was like Bold City Brigade, and, like, they kept hashtagging that, and I didn't know what that meant. And they kept hashtagging Duval, and I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, and it's the county that the team is from, Duval County.
Yeah, it was great.
I personally encountered, it's really random, besides my personal biases, Buffalo Bills fans.
Yeah, Bills fan, Bills Mafia, bro.
To a Browns game last year against the Bills, and they were the most loud, obnoxious fan base. I mean,
is singing and trolling, and they're just so drunk. Like, even more, like, I think Cleveland fans got drunk. Buffalo fans put us to shame. And there was, there were just fights everywhere. And then I saw a gentleman in a, he had a Buffalo Bills tattoo on his head, take a swing. swing at a police officer.
Oh.
And I'd have to say that's definitely the worst fan base I've encountered.
All right, Boney, who do you got?
I know it's not going to – I know everybody went against personal biases, and I'm going to
– You're going to ignore the rules.
No, I'm going to for the most part because I don't interact with too many fan bases anywhere, and I don't like to – listen and follow what other people say. So, like, Indianapolis Colts, I really don't give a shit about the Colts or their fans or the Jaguars or their fans or just whoever whoever Mike just said.
Just get out.
My personal belief on worst fan base, and it goes for all sports, is the Washington, D.C. fans. And it's only because, and I torture myself every day because I've listened to this show on local sports radio now, but I've listened to this show ever since before it was sports radio and it was just regular, like, quote unquote guy talk station. And all they do is, like, when the Capitals are winning, that's all it is. That's all they want to talk about is the Capitals. It's Capitals this, Capitals that. The people that call in, they know nothing about hockey. They only go to the games because the Capitals are winning. And you go to the game, and it's just like Mike said at the Cleveland-Boston series. Everybody's got a brand-new Alexander Ovechkin jersey. Everybody's got a new brand-new Backstrom jersey. They all have the red hats. Even though they recently changed the uniforms from the crappy old Wizards colors, the blue and gold and black, They all wear it's rocking the red, all red everything. And the same goes for the Redskins. I go to Redskins games occasionally. It's the worst experience ever. It's worse than any game you could possibly go to. You guys non-Lions fans, you could go to a Lions game and think that's the worst. FedEx Field is the worst for both people and environment. They tailgate, you know, 8 to 10 hours ahead of the time of the game. People are passed out drunk in their Sean Taylor jerseys out in the parking lot. They'll cuss you out if you're wearing another team's T-shirt. Even if you're just walking by peacefully, which I don't talk shit when I go to a game. You go to a Philly Eagles game at the Redskins, and guys are hanging out in the stairwells in the stadium over top of people waiting to get in, and all they do is curse back and forth at each other about, oh, we got 3 Super Bowls, you all got nothing. And it's like, dude, you all haven't won shit since 1991. And honestly, you've won just about as many games as the Lions and the Browns have. And that's pretty shitty talk right there. You've made the playoffs once, just like the Lions have since 1999, I think. So Washington fan base, and the same goes for the Nationals fans too. Washington fan base as a whole for all sports, DC United, Nationals, Redskins, racist Redskins. They get on the radio and they talk, they get everywhere, website, radio, everywhere, how the Redskins name isn't racist. Go screw Washington fan base.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, like, Pittsburgh, though. Steelers fans are pretty bad.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a little biased, but I think they're just terrible. Cowboys fans are really bad. Steelers fans are really bad.
Steelers fans are awful. They got the same little thing going too. Like, especially if you're in Ohio, Cleveland area, you see the people like with their fresh little, you know, Ben Roethlisberger jersey that they just bought because their Browns being bad. I mean, you just walk into it's ridiculous.
I think in general for me, it's the bandwagon fan base doesn't really annoy me.
You go to a sporting goods store in Cleveland, it's half Steelers stuff, half Brown stuff, and then it just shouldn't happen.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Well, guys, we're going to try something new this evening. We got to wrap this thing up a little bit early tonight, so we keep it under an hour. We're about 47 minutes now. So let's go ahead and wrap up with our ending thoughts. We don't have to call it our sports reporter moment. But who wants to go first tonight?
You.
All right. I'll go first. I'll make it very brief. The word butthurt comes from an internet meme that was started on Reddit and 4chan, and its inception was to point out when people get their feelings hurt on the internet over something really silly. So over the past couple of days, it's blown up into something completely irrational and radical, and I'm to the point now where I don't want to live on this planet anymore if I'm going to have to deal with, and that too is a meme, just if we're talking cool internet here, I don't want to live on this planet anymore if you can't just say random words without somebody getting offended over something. It's almost to the degree now where political correctness has gotten so out of hand that if you do anything that anybody disagrees with on the internet, like the faux outrage brigade just attacks in mass about something you didn't even know someone took offense to. But if someone takes offense to something and it's so minuscule and so minute, I don't think the majority has to change because one person says, well, I think I'm offended by that. Well, then go do some research and find out why the word is said the way it's said before you take offense to something that has literally nothing to do with your person or lifestyle. So I'm going to say butthurt. And if you're going to act butthurt, then I'm going to call you butthurt because it's just an internet term. And it's nothing more than that, and I refuse to believe otherwise. You can call me closed-minded, you can call me whatever you want, but that's my opinion on the matter, and I have no foreseeable future will that change.
Thanks for keeping that short, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I could probably talk about that for another 20 minutes, so shut up.
Boney?
Oh, my God. So... anyway, so amen and preach to what Mark just said. And, to the individual, who Mark was not referencing, but indirectly talking about, you deserve to have your photos photoshopped with people peeing on you. All day and all night, forever.
I had no idea that happened.
Forever and ever, amen. So anyway, speaking of free speech, so when, I'm all about people being able to tell me what they want to tell me, because God knows that I'll tell you what I feel like telling you anytime I want to tell you. So today I was attacked. And I was a little hurt, and people were telling me I was worthless, and I was a piece of shit. And, so I sat back, and I said to myself, Boney, what have you done this time? And I tweeted at Mark the Nomad, and, I sounded the horn to my fellow Playing with the Boys comrades, and I just sat there at my desk. I stopped work, and I sat there at my desk for a second, and I said, maybe it's time for a change. And I looked in the mirror, that I've got at my desk, and I said, is it time to retire, Boney? Well, let me tell you what Boney is real short and descript, and I'll keep it short here, Martin. Boney is that person inside of you that when you're standing in line at Taco Bell and the woman in front of you has a kid telling the little kid to pick what he wants to eat and he's kicking around and not deciding what he wants to do, wasting everybody's time. Boney's the little voice inside of you that says, fucker, shit, or get off the pot. Boney's the guy that sits in the traffic. He's the little voice inside of you. You're sitting in traffic and you're about to get road rage. and you look at everybody around you and you call them all a piece of shit and you think of the nasty things that you would do to them. And instead of actually doing it, you would think about it and you just rage out within yourself and then you just go on about your life. There is a little bony in all of you. Never forget that. It just happens to be my nickname, but just remember that little bit of rage that's deep inside of all of you listeners and all of you playing with the boy pals. There is a little bony in all of you. And to the ladies, if you would like a little more bony inside of you, hit me up on @__bony on Twitter. Thank you, and I'm out.
Oh. Mike, do you want to follow that up?
You don't know how I can follow that up.
Just say three games.
I haven't gone there once today, have I, Mark?
Yeah, on Twitter you have.
I'm not on this podcast. I'm actually going to go with something here that I'm actually excited about, something that happened with Michigan football today. And it's probably the first time I can say that, probably in about 9 months. Michigan landed a transfer, Ty Isaac, today. He was one of the top running backs in the country in 2013. And I'm just pretty excited about we ever get any kind of blocking on our offensive line, the kind of impact a player like him could have on the Michigan football program. So I'm pretty excited about that.
All right. I got two quick things. One, I think we should all really calm down on the overreaction on baseball season. Considering only a few weeks ago we were deciding that the Indian season was over and Tigers fans were declaring that it was the greatest Tigers team in history and were declaring that it was their favorite Tigers team in history and possibly one of the greatest teams of all time. And now, and on the same token, the fact that they are struggling, and they're struggling very mightily, but there are 100 and so, or, you know, odd so games left in the season. So I think sometimes we really need to relax with the baseball thing. The Indians are back to 500. That's about what they are. They will finish right around 500. I think, you know, it's time to calm down with the early season craziness because it gets a little old. And also, if you would like to pay my $25 for the podcast, you can DM me at AaronM59, and we will come up with arrangements for you to do so. And if you would like to make a small donation, I will accept any amount.
All right. So that's going to do it this evening for the Playing with the Boys podcast.
No. Wait. Sorry to interrupt. So I just want to announce to you guys, if you forgot already, I will be on vacation next week. So next week when we do the podcast, I will not be able to take part.
Well, we should have like some kind of tryouts or something.
Yeah.
I think the below average scout said he wanted to be on the.
That's true. All right, so next week we'll have a sit-in for our man Boney. Until then, look us up on iTunes, Playing with the Boys, or at playingwiththeboys.podomatic.com. I am Mark the Nomad for Aaron, Boney, and Mike. Have a good evening, and we will talk to you again soon. Good night, guys.
Bye.